Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's great to have your company once again. Sometimes people tune in occasionally, while some people are regular listeners, and then you get the real fans of the programme who would never miss it, till it becomes maybe an obsession or an addiction, and folk begin to worry about them. When does a healthy, innocent pastime pass an invisible point and become an unhealthy addiction? It's hard to tell at first, but the telltale signs appear and eventually the truth will out. When I started, I thought I would make one or two programmes and that would be that. Now this is programme 300 and something. Maybe I'm approaching the point where I need my head looked, as they say. Anyway, this programme is all about addiction, in case newer listeners have not guessed already. There are all kinds of addictions on the go, some more obvious than others, such as alcohol addiction, nicotine addiction, caffeine addiction, cocodamol, cannabis, heroin, and also some not so obvious addictions like TV soaps or watching football, gardening, especially the Gnomic collection, and lots more. In this first song, John Denver is displaying a lot of the characteristics of addicts everywhere.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe ones, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a biggin'. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out and eat, and that's for sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Life I lead, you could call me Johnny Tomato Seed, cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, cause I could be a pushing up a homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
So you see, addictions can spring up anywhere in life. They start as little seeds, then before you know it, they burst into full bloom, taking over your life. One of the most common addictions which people have is the compulsion to stick leaves in their mouth and to set fire to them. Strange though it may sound, here is the true story of how we got into this predicament as told by Bob Newhart. Just imagine Sir Walter Raleigh is phoning back home about his latest discovery.
Tobacco. What's tobacco, Walt? It's a kind of leaf. And you bought 80 tons of it. Let me get this straight now, Walt. You bought 80 tons of leaves? This may come as kind of a surprise to you, Walt, but come fall in England here, we're kind of up to our... It isn't that kind of leaf. What is it? A special food of some kind, is it, Walt? Not exactly. It has a lot of different uses. Like, what are some of the uses, Walt? Are you saying snuff, Walt? What's snuff? You take a pinch of tobacco. And you shove it up your nose. And it makes you sneeze, huh? I imagine it would, Walt, yeah. Gee, goldenrod seems to do it pretty well over here, Walt. It has some other uses, though. You can chew it or put it in a pipe, or you can shred it up and put it on a piece of paper and roll it up. Don't tell me, Walt. Don't tell me. You stick it in your ear, right, Walt? All between your lips, Walt. Huh? Then what do you do to it, Walt? You set fire to it, Walt. Huh? Then what do you do, Walt? You inhale the smoke. You know, Walt, it seems offhand like you can stand in front of your fireplace and have the same thing going for you, you know? See, Walt, we've been a little worried about you, you know? Ever since you put your cape down over that mud, you know? See, Walt, I think you're going to have kind of a tough time selling people on sticking burning leaves in their mouth. It's going very big over there, is it? What's the matter, Walt? You spilt your what? Your coffee. What's coffee, Walt? That's a drink you make out of beans, huh? That's going over very big there, too, is it? A lot of people have the coffee right after their first cigarette in the morning, huh? Is that what you call a burning leaves, Walt? Cigarettes? Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, Walt. Why don't you send us a boatload of those beans, too? If you can talk people into putting those burning leaves in their mouth, they gotta go for those beans, Walt. Right. And listen, Walt. Don't call us, we'll call you. Right, Walt. Goodbye.
That's a very funny sketch. But addiction, when it kicks in, is no laughing matter. One thing about addictions to anything really, is that they are sneaky. They sneak up on us and take us by surprise. For instance, take a glass of wine. What could go wrong with that? Here's Katie Mellower with a glass of lilac wine.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. Under a lilac tree, the one from the lilac tree. Lost my heart in its recipe. It made me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think. I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink because my love, oh, lilac wine. I feel unsteady like my love. Listen to me.
Drugs affect the brain, altering chemical balances and causing feelings and sensations. Alcohol is a drug which influences mood, behaviour and bodily functions. There are several stages of intoxication. Stage 1, people are more social, relaxed and talkative. Stage 2, folk get more excited and emotional, but the reactions are slowing down. Stage 3, confusion creeps in. Staggering, slurred speech and disorientation. Stage 4 is a stupor, being unable to walk or even stand. And stage 5, if things get that far, is a coma, ending up unconscious, stopping breathing, and death even. It all starts so innocently, but before you can blink, you find that you've checked in to the Hotel California with the Eagles.
Here of our own device, and in the mass master's chambers. They're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out any.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. That's addiction. Here's a poem about addiction to heroin. When a young man died due to addiction to heroin, his parents asked my dad, as the minister conducting the funeral, to read it out as a warning to others. It's called Take Me in Your Arms, Miss Heroin. So now, little man, you've grown tired of grass, LSD, goofballs, cocaine and hash. And someone pretending to be a true friend said, I'll introduce you to Miss Heroin. Well, honey, before you start fooling with me, just let me inform you of how it will be. For I will seduce you and make you my slave. I've sent men much stronger than you to their graves. You think you could never become a disgrace and end up addicted to poppy seed waste. So you'll start inhaling me one afternoon. You'll take me into your arms very soon. And once I've entered deep down in your veins, the craving will nearly drive you insane. You'll swindle your mother and just for a buck. You'll turn into something vile and corrupt. You'll mug and you'll steal for my narcotic charm and feel contentment when I'm in your arms. The day when you realize the monster you've grown, you'll solemnly swear to leave me alone. If you think you've got that mystical knack, then, sweetie, just try getting me off your back. The vomit, the cramps, your gut tied in knots, the jangling nerves screaming for one more shot, the hot chills and cold sweats, withdrawal pains, can only be saved by my little white grains. There's no other way, and there's no need to look. For deep down inside, you know you are hooked. You'll desperately run to the pushers and then you'll welcome me back into your arms once again. And you will return, just as I foretold. I know that you'll give me your body and soul. You'll give up your morals, your conscience, your heart, and you will be mine until death do us part. Why do people take drugs? Once addicted, it's easy to answer that question, because they're hooked. But why would anyone ever start to smoke or drink or take any other drug in the first place? Answers which have been given include to be one of the gang, to avoid responsibilities, to relieve boredom, to help to relate to people, to expand my mind, for pleasure, for a pick-me-up, for self-improvement, for spiritual experience, for kicks, or to become more creative, to escape unhappiness, to reduce anxiety and tension, to get Dutch courage. Others said it was to do with peer pressure, social norms, lack of confidence, and loneliness. Other factors include the cost, the availability, the context, advertising, or genetics, the environment, attitude. Strange to say, nobody seems to have started smoking, drinking, sniffing, injecting because they wanted to be the best they possibly could be, or because they thought it would make their parents really happy and proud of them, or because they did it to honour and please God. Funny that. Anyway, all kinds of addictions sneak up on us from all angles, and they lead to a myriad of problems, including things like mood swings, sleeplessness, depression, family tensions, aggression and violence, lying and deceit, accidents, ill health, crime, imprisonment, loss of friends, unemployment, guilt, low self-respect, feeling a long way from God, feeling hopeless. Well, that's the bad news. Now for the good news. Help is at hand in all kinds of ways. Let me give it to you in word and then in music. If you or anyone you know needs help, then go to some of these. your GP, hospitals, social services, drug treatment centres, counselling centres, churches, detoxification centres, councils on alcoholism. Go to AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or Al-Anon. Go to psychiatrists, psychologists, clergy, counsellors, the Samaritans, Copeline, and many more. They can provide counselling, medical supervision, maintenance programmes, rehabilitation, supportive people and helping therapies. They can help with medicines, but also with helping to meet basic psychological needs. They can help people to find a new sense of identity, belonging, purpose, meaning, get a new vision for their life, a new attitude, a new outlook or philosophy or Weltanschauung. They can find new beliefs to live by, find hope and peace and faith in God. Failing all that, get a boyfriend or a girlfriend and fall in love. That sometimes helps sort out troubled lives. But if all this is sounding too dry and dusty, just lists of abstract things, then let me give it to you in music. Sometimes when we get into a mess and we find ourselves digging a deeper and deeper hole and screwing tighter and tighter, then the only thing is to unscrew back out. As Sir Cliff Richard puts it, the only way out is reversing how we got in. Sometimes, when we cannot help ourselves, when we ourselves are the problem, because we are addicted, well and truly hooked, we need a little help, a lot of help, from loved ones who stand by us like girls aloud.
Love you less.
The country and western singer Kris Kristofferson was an alcoholic who got a lot of help from his wife, another famous country and western singer, Rita Coolidge. So he wrote this song in appreciation of all the nights that she had helped him.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Help me make it through the night reminds us that we have to take it one day, one night at a time, step by step. The road to recovery is a long and hard road, and it has pitfalls and setbacks. But with a little help, with a lot of help, both human and divine help, we can keep right on to the end of the road like Harry Lauder.
Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. If the way be long, let your heart be strong. Keep right on round the bend. If you're tired and weary, still journey on till you come to your happy abode, where all you love and you dream in all will be there at the end of the road.
Another country and western singer who was a well-known addict at one time but managed to bounce back and resurrect his career and life was Glen Campbell. He wrote this song to let you and me and any other addicts know what saved him and turned his life around. So bye for now.
I have sung for kings and queens all around the world. And I have romanced millions with my guitar and a love song. Taj Mahal, Paris, from Galveston to Hollywood. I thought I had done it all, then I met you. Now I'm singing a new song, making music for Jesus my King. He is my hero, he's become my everything. Friends, there's no other song, no higher melody under heaven, the greatest love story, Jesus and me. People call me a winner, but I know what it means to lose. I've seen some high times, I've paid some dues, but paying dues just isn't enough. Nothing seemed to satisfy me.
Then I met Jesus. I tell you, he's alive and I am free. Now I'm singing a new song, making music for Jesus, my King. He is my hero. He's become my everything. And there's no other song, no higher melody under heaven, the greatest love story under heaven, the greatest love story under heaven, the greatest love story, Jesus and me.
Oh, thank y'all. This is one New Year's Eve.